It's time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. This fall, from a hillside near Flathead Lake, I watched a herd of mule deer lying in a meadow below me. The deer occasionally rose to graze on the ample bunch grass, their long, conspicuous ears twitching. It would be easy to assume, looking at those ears, that the mule deer's most important sense is hearing. But then I noticed a curious behavior that eventually led me to the conclusion that mule deer depend just as much on smell as on hearing. Crouching down, a deer or a fawn would twist its hind legs inward, quite close to the ground. In this unusual position, the deer looked ready to topple over. What was the purpose of this knock-kneed, awkward stance? It turns out that mule deer of all ages and gender exhibit this clumsy pose to deliberately add urine to chemicals already present on the hair of their inner knees or hocks. Curiously, their principal scent gland, the tarsal gland, is located on the hocks of their hind legs. The squat that I noticed is aptly, if not crudely, termed rub urination. It is of central importance in the social behavior of mule deer, and demonstrates the significance of their sense of smell. Scent becomes trapped in a fatty lubricant secreted by surface sweat glands on the hocks and blends with the tarsal gland emissions. This mingling produces a unique chemical fingerprint, allowing a deer to be identified by other members of the clan. At various times throughout the afternoon, I observed fawns approaching and immediately smelling the inside leg of mature deer. Temporarily lost fawns will run from deer to deer in an apparent search for their mothers, inspecting the tarsal glands of each doe and silently differentiating between the unfamiliar and the familiar. In cases where fawns sniff up the wrong hawk, they risk receiving an informative, albeit unexpected, kick. On black-tailed deer, a subspecies of mule deer found on North America's west coast, there is a conspicuous tarsal hair tuft. The central hairs of the tuft form a short and stiff patch. When afraid or aggressive, the deer flare these stiff hairs so that they stand out at right angles to the skin, providing a visual alarm to other deer. Additionally, the skin underneath the tarsal tuft has well-developed muscles, allowing the deer to pump the gland, thereby releasing a burst of scent, an olfactory distress signal easily recognized by others in the herd. So remember this when you next see a group of deer. The warning signs we notice are the flashy upright tails, the profound stomping of hooves, and the lofty bounding as they flee from a potential threat. And while these signs are easily identifiable among humans and deer alike, the deer themselves have access to a far more subtle system of recognition and warning that our own rude sense of smell could never detect. At best, we might only notice a pungent odor, but the deer can discern identities from the safety of a mother to the challenge of an enemy, from the smell and look of a small patch of fur on each other's hind legs. This is Beverly Dupree for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. You can contact the Nature Center in Missoula at 327-0405.